want to go against him, make it hard for him. And again, here was the case from Zvid's son was losing out, because Reb Zvid's daughter-in-law was being a murid, rebelling against his son, and you're saying now that the clothing she's holding, she's allowed to keep, so that they're going against Reb Zvid. So you're saying that, Ladina Eloyi, you're saying the Psak Din against him. Ayomer Rav Kana said that Miboyi Lila Rava, Rava had this for question. In such a case, Volei Poshet and Rava didn't come out to a clearer answer. So how come you're saying one way or the other way? So Gemara says, what's the maskana of the Ohashta now? The Layit Malayhochib Lihochi. Mashma Rava had it for question. And we don't have any clear psakalacha one way or the other way. So again, in the case where the Isha, the lady, is rebelling, that's true, she gets a get, but the husband does not have to give her a ksuba. What about if she's holding her clothing? Could she keep it or not? So halacha is like this. Tofsa, since it's a suffix, see if she has it already, she's tofa, she's holding it. Loi mafkini mino. We can't take it away from her. But loi tofsa, let's say she did not take any clothing, and now she wants to come back into the house to get some clothing. The halacha is loi yavin lo. The husband does not have to give it to her. In other words, the husband is a muchzak in the nechasim. He has everything. So, min asafik, he doesn't have to give her anything. Just if she comes by herself and tofas and chaps it, grabs it, then the lochrish is allowed to keep what she's holding. Now, umashin in law, treisa yachi shosagita. Mashma, we still make away 12 months for a get. So, drashi, ulai tachzabu. We make her wait now 12 months, because maybe she'll be choizer. So I think I'm not sure on the locher. I think there's going even on this last case, even a case where she says moyes alai, and the locher is we don't talk her into staying together. But I call upon him, we like tell the husband you don't have to give a get so fast though. And he's supposed to give her a get. But mashm, I'm not sure on the locher. I think that's the way it is though. The mashm even so though we tell him he can wait 12 months though. And Rashi says because maybe she'll be choiser. Like don't give the get before 12 months. Well, mashin in law trace the yachishos egita. These 12 months now, again, where the lady is rebelling, and the husband, he would want to stay married, just she doesn't want to. So he tells the husband, you don't have to give her get for 12 months, but these 12 months now, less la mezoinim ibal. The husband does not have to support her, does not have to give her anything, because she's rebelling, she's the one that's saying no. If it was up to him, he would want to live with her. So in such a case, he does not have to give her mezoinis. Omer avtuvia bakisna, omer shmuel. Koisvin igeres merid al arusa. In this case, let's say in arusa, where she is being married, you know, she's saying that she doesn't want to live with the husband, and the husband wants to, so we write up an igeres merid to the husband as if to say he can give her a get and he doesn't have to give her a ksuba. We write up an igeres merid against an arusa. V'yein koisvin igeres merid al shemeres yovim. But if the case is that her husband died, and there was a brother-in-law alive, and now she's being married. We'll soon see what the case is. The question means she's rebelling and saying, I don't want to have Yibam with you. I don't want to have Chalitza with you. Then we don't write any Geras merit. We don't write a letter up for the husband as if to say, if later, for some reason, there's a Ksuba involved, he does not have to pay a Ksuba. By a Shemeres Yavim, we do not write up the Geras merit. The question is why? For the Marmesvei Avakasha, before we said the din of a Meredes, where she's rebelling against the husband, achasli arusa, doesn't make a difference if she's only an arusa. That means the husband married her and they only had kedushin so far. And now the husband wants to make nisuin, says, come on, it's time to make nisuin, I want to live together. And she says, nothing doing. She's a meredes, she's saying, no, I don't want to have nisuin with you. So in such a case, she's also called a meredes, that the din is, she loses the ksuba. So achasli arusa nisuin, or rather whether they were married already with nisuin, and now she's being a meredes. Afilu nida, even if she's a nida and she's rebelling. Afilu chayli, even if she's sick. And we had before the afilu shemeres yavim. Mashma shemeres yavim, when her husband died and the brother-in-law wants to make yibum and she refuses, she's also called a meredes, that she'll lose her ksuba. So how come we just got finished saying that we don't write an igeres merid for a shemeres yavim? Why not? Mashma, even by a brother-in-law, also you write a shemeres, there's a din meredes, that she loses her ksuba. So Marcel the Taylor Kashi, there's no stira. Kan shetova who? Kan shetova he. It depends who's rebelling, who's asking, like to make the yibum, and who's refusing. One case is shetova who means the man, the brother-in-law, he wants to make the yibum. He tells her, let's make yibum, or else let's make chalitza. And she's rebelling, she's saying no. Kan, the next case is no Shatovi. She is the one that says, let's make Yibum. And he says no. So Rashi says like this, Shetovahu v'hi maredis. When he's asking for Yibum and she's rebelling. Tovahi, or else when she's asking, v'hu mered. So what's the locha like this? To Yomar Rav Tachlifi Baravim Yomar Shmuel. Tovahu, if the man, the brother-in-law, comes over to a sister-in-law, after her husband died, the brother died, and says, let's make Yibum. Tovahu, he, the man, says, let's make Yibum. So, and she says, no, I don't want to. The locha is Neskokakin Loi. We listen to him. And therefore, she's rebelling now. She's called the Meredis. And she'll lose the Ksuba if there'll ever be a question of a Ksuba. Therefore, in this case, we do write up an Igeris merit. Mashenken Tovahi. Let's say she, the Shemeris Yovim, she says, I want to make Yibum. She goes to the brother-in-law and says, marry me. And he refuses. Then the din is Ein Zakukin law. We don't make any deal about it for her. We don't write an Igeris merit. Mashmehi, the brother-in-law, is not called a Meredis. So we have to know why not. But I call upon him, that's the difference. If she is refusing, she's called a Meredis. But if he, the brother-in-law, is refusing, saying, I don't want to make Yibum, he is not called a Meredis. So Gemara says, why? Like, V'maya kimta lehodi Shmuel, where did you put on Shmuel's case? That Shmuel is the one that said, you don't write an Igeris merit for Shemeris Yovim. Now, as we don't look at her, V'shetovahi, the case is where she came to the Yovim and said, let's make Yibum. And he refuses. So, good, we listen to him, and we can't do anything for her. We don't make an Igeris merit for her sake. Shaila is why? Gishtovahi. High kais, for the Gemara is so, high kais for the Igeris merit ala Arusa. So, Shmuel's talking about where she is being Toveya. So then an Arusa would mean like this, where the man and lady had Kiddushin, and she comes to the husband and says, Ishno, it's time to make Nisuyin, because she is being Toveya to live with the husband. And the husband is saying no, that the husband is called a Meredis. That we have the din of the Mishnah. That when the husband is a Meredis, then the din is we add on to Ruksuba every week another 3 dinarin. So Mashmah, that does apply. So for the Gemara, that's the case over here. That the Arusa, she is telling the husband, come, let's make Nisuyin. And he's being married saying no. So Gemara says, if so, Haikos v'nigeris merit al Arusa, Mashmah against the Arusa, li Arusa mi boile. They should have said, we write the Igeris for the Arusa. In other words, she should have a letter saying that her husband is being murdered on her. The husband does not want to make the Nisuyin. And therefore, every single week, we're going to add on to a Ksuba 3 dinarin. That's the way it should have said. Gemara says, Lakash, that's not a kash. I'll tell you, Nechnami. Tonili Arusa, Nechnami, write that you should add, you write the Igeris merit for the Arusa. But now the question is, though, my Shinah Shemeris Yovim, Deloy, how come when she complains, if she's a Shemeris Yovim, and she tells the Yovim, come make Yibim with me, we don't listen to her, it means nothing. Why? The Armenian law, Zil Lamef Karatom, we tell her, what do you care? You don't have the chiyuv to get married anyway. There's the mitzvah pruvu doesn't go on the lady. So therefore, we don't listen to her. For the Gemara is so, Arusa Nami Naimalo Zil Lamef Karatom. So the same thing, when she's an Arusa, they had Kedushin. And now she's mourning the husband, come, let's make Nisuyin. And he's saying, no, I don't want to make Nisuyin with you. Why is there a din of Meredis there? The husband's being married. Why? We should tell her, what do you care? You're not mechuyev in the mitzvah pruvu anyway. Elos mashma, no, that we say she has a right to say she wants to get married. She has a right to say she wants to have children. I will soon see why. So if so, we're back to Akash and Shemeris Yovim. Elo the Gemara says, lo bo machmas taina. The lady has a reason why she wants children. True, you're telling me I'm not mitzvah in the mitzvah, but she has a reason. The Yoma, she says like this, bina chutra liyada, I want a stick for my hand. Like Rashi says, when she becomes an old lady, she's going to want somebody to help her. If you have a child, the child will help her when she comes older. So she has a taina, I don't want to stay without children. I want to have a stick when I get older. Umara l'kfura, I want a shovel for my burial. But when Rachmanis, when she dies, she wants someone to take care of a kfura. So kitsa, she wants to have children, she has a taina. So that's why an Arusa has a Gatayna. When they made Kedushin already, she has a right to mourn the husband, it's time to make the Nisuyin, come make the Nisuyin. And if he doesn't make the Nisuyin, he's called rebelling. And therefore we add on to a Ksuba every week, 3 dinarin. Fred Gemara, so, Achinami Shemeris Yavim, the Bo Machmas Taina can be the same thing then. When she lost the husband and the brother-in-law now doesn't want to make Yibum, why don't we listen to her? She tells the brother-in-law, I want to get married, to have children. I don't want to go without children. Elo, the case is like this. Edivyidi Shetavu, I'll tell you no. Both cases, Shemeris Yavim is where the husband is asking her. The husband is being Tavei. Shetavu, the husband says, let's make Yibum. So one place we listen to him, one place we don't. Full kasha. Kan lachlas, kan liyibum. One place is where the husband wants to make chalitza, and one place where the husband wants to make yibum. The yomer of pedas, yomer of yechanan. If he goes over to her sister-in-law and tells her, listen, I want to make chalitza with you. And if she says no, she's called a meredis. And we write in the Igeres Mered, then she loses a ksuba. Let's say the brother-in-law tells her, I want to marry you now. And she says no, she's rebelling. Then we don't listen to him. She has a right to say, I don't want to make yibum with you. How come by yibum that we don't listen to him? Why? Deloy, the Armina lay, we tell the husband, if you want to get married and she doesn't want to marry you, zil benosavis achriti, so go get married to somebody else. So therefore, when a brother-in-law asks her to make yibum and she says no, it's not so bad. Because if you want to get married, that's all, we tell you get married to another lady. For the Gemara is so, lach letznami. When you ask her to make chalitza and she says no, what's so bad about that? Namely, let's tell the brother-in-law, Zilva Nosivis Sachriti, he can get married to somebody else. She can't get married to anybody else. She's a Shemeris Yavam. But the brother-in-law that's alive, he can get married to wherever he wants to. So even if he's asking for chalitza, why is she called a Meredes? The Chura, we should tell him, go get married to somebody else. Where it says, Elowat, the Omar, you have to say, he has a time to know, Kivan the Agidabay, Lamaisa, she's my Shemeris Yovim. She's my sister-in-law, and now that my brother died, there's a mitzvah zika, either to make chalitza with her or to make yibum with her. So he comes with a taina, like Koyoyv Liachriti, nobody else is going to want to marry me now. No other lady will marry me now. Like, since Lamaisa, my mitzvah is to make chalitza, to make yibum, before I do one of these two things, I'm not going to find another shidduch. So that's why the husband, the man, has a good taina. Said the same thing for yibum. If the brother-in-law says, I want to make yibum with you, why isn't that a good taina? What do you mean we tell him, don't marry her, marry somebody else? He'll come back and say, nobody else is going to marry me. That since I have a mitzvah, I have a sister-in-law that I have to do something with her, before I do something with her, nobody else will marry me. So it's a good taina that the brother-in-law says, you have to make yibum with me. So why isn't he called a good taina? Why is she not called a meredes? So Mar says the maskana is like this. No, both cases is where the brother-in-law now is telling the sister-in-law, I want to make yibum with you. I want to marry you. And she's being a mervish, she's saying no. So, but like Kasha, there's no stira. I'll tell you, Khan Kimishna Rishaina, Khan Kimishna Achreina. We had two svaras in the Mishnah in Yevamis. That's now we learned like this. The first Mishnah said, Mitzvah Yibum Kerdamas Le Mitzvah Chalitza. The case where the brother dies, so the other brother that's alive now, there's a mitzvah for him to marry his wife. Mitzvah Yibum comes first. So according to the first Mishnah, it's very good that when he tines for Yibum and she says no, she's called a Meredes, that we take away her ksuba. Mitzvah Yibum, Kodemus Mitzvah Chalitza. Now it says, Barishayna though, Shayi Mitzchavon Lashem Mitzvah. That's only good by the Mishnah Rishayna when they used to be Tzadikim, they used to do it Lashem Mitzvah. But Achshav, nowadays, Shayi Mitzchavon Lashem Mitzvah. If a brother-in-law marries a sister-in-law, we have to be afraid he's not doing it only Lashem Mitzvah, but maybe because she looks nice, he likes her, he enjoys her, he wants to have a good time with her, and then the svara there is, that's not the mitzvah, it's called the Navera. Is the Omru, so therefore now we say the loch is, mitzvah is chalitza kedemus lemitzvah yibum. And that's the loch lemaisa, now we don't make yibum anymore, we just make chalitza. So lemaisa now that the din is only to make chalitza, therefore if the brother-in-law is coming to her and saying, listen, I want to marry you, I want to make yibum with you, and she says nothing doing, she's not called a meredes. We take a listen to her. She has the right to say, I don't want to marry you, because she's afraid maybe you're not going to do it, the shei mitzvah. So according to the Mishnah Achroina that we don't do yibum today, she's not called a meredes. But according to the first Mishnah, that the husband, the mitzvah is to make yibum. And if he wants to marry her and she says no, at that time she was called a meredes. So kids, these are the klolim here, that certain times the husband should give a get, and certain times we try and talk her into staying married together. But I call upon him, as long as it takes, we take away from a ksuba seven dinrin each week. Ad Masa Yupoich, the Mishnah says, how long do we keep on taking away from a ksuba? So the first one Yom is said, as long as a ksuba goes. And then we said, no, even the Taisus ksuba also, or even the Nadunya. Now, my tarfikin, if Yehuda says we take away 7 tarfikin from her each week, my tarfikin, omer ha-sheshes astira, a coin called astira. Kam astira, how much is an astira? Talgud azuzah, half of a zuz. Tanya namiyach, along with this also, we have Yehuda oimer shloisha tarfikin, we take away from her 3 tarfikin. Shehein tisha moyin, it's 9 moyin. Comes out more of a chatz l'choyin, 6 days of the week we take away from her. So 1 and a half comes out to be 9. Omale Rav Chiya bar Yosef l'Shmuel, Maishno ihu diyavinen le deShabbos. How come by him, Rashi, Kishima, when she's the Meredes alav, to Hashiva tafik and tafik liyim. When she's the Meredes, then we take away from Aksuba 7 tafik in the week. That means every day of the week we take off a tafik. That means even on Shabbos also we take off a tafik. How come though when he's rebelling, that then the law is we add on to Haksuba if the husband is rebelling and saying he doesn't want to live with her, then in the period of time that we're trying to convince him to live with his wife still, we add on to Haksuba every week 3. How come 3 now is only Kenevet 6 days of the week? For the Momashin Eid, Layavina Lay the Shabbos. We don't add on for the day of Shabbos. It's much like this. Ihi the Mifchis. When she is rebelling, what do? We take away from Aksuba. Kopokas, we take off Aksuba. Then we sell a Mechzik Ischa Shabbos. It doesn't look like we're gaining any money for Shabbos. Therefore, even on Shabbos also, we take off from Aksuba, we take off 7 for the week. Every day we take off either 1 tarfik or else 1 dinner. Ma'ashenkin Ihu, when he is rebelling against her, then the locher is we add on to Aksuba. The Yasufi Komoisva, we're adding on to Aksuba, then the Svari is Mechzik Ischa Shabbos.